Hello, hello, Consciousness Circle members, and welcome to the weekend. I hope you're having a lovely Friday. So to talk about this weekend, we need to understand first and foremost that the moon will be transiting Cancer the entire weekend. And here's another note. I want you to know that anytime that I give you the weekend forecast, I'm going to base it a lot on the moon. The moon represents our emotional processing, how we feel emotionally nurtured. It's also the luminary in the sky that moves the quickest, okay? So it's a lot easier to understand the mood of the weekend when I focus on the moon. This weekend, we're going to focus on the moon in Cancer. The moon moves into Cancer Friday afternoon, and immediately it creates a trine to Jupiter, who is now in Pisces. So beautiful, beautiful water energy, introspective energy, spiritual energy. For those of you who listen to my weekly forecast that I posted on Monday, I suggested that if you had not done your new moon intentions early on in the week, perfectly okay. Guys, this weekend is so beautiful for that. So beautiful for that, because we have this Jupiter in Pisces, we have the moon in Cancer, water energy, spiritual energy, profound energy, that if we set the intention to be present with our future intentions, with our thoughts, with ourselves, oh my God, it could just be such a beautiful time to connect and meditate with self. So Friday evening, on the one hand, it can be romantic for a date. It can be a nice time to spend with people that we feel we have safe space with, where we can really talk about meaningful things, where if we need to feel heard by someone and that other is someone, again, that we trust and hold safe space for us, beautiful time to do that. Also, vice versa, if somebody needs for you to hold space for them, the energy just supports that. Why? Because the moon represents emotional processing, emotional nurturing. It's in its sign of Cancer, so it's the sign of comfort and home. Jupiter in Pisces is the expansion of compassion, understanding, oneness with other. And so this is really beautiful energy to connect with people in a really profound way. On a more mundane aspect, Friday night, I know that a lot of people want to go out, which is totally fine. But if you want to stay in, I mean, a bath would be really lovely. Again, meditation would also be really lovely. Just really, really honing in on your sense of home. Really thinking about what that means to you. Really honing in on, again, the intentions for the new moon. But also remembering that when we come back to self, it is when we find the most guidance and the most and the clear answers for our path. I know that a lot of that can seem very symbolic and that you can't really grasp it, but that's water energy. It's very ethereal energy. It's very dreamy energy. So with that said, also be mindful and be aware of the dreams that you have, especially this weekend. Anytime the moon transits a water sign, it can make us emotional, but at the same time, it creates this connection to the subconscious that can be really, really important and hold a lot of information for us, okay? So that's your Friday. I hope you have a lovely evening, and check out my next audio for Saturday.